Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, PB, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Man, sight for sore eyes.
It's been a while since I've shaved. I need to shave, But I mean, it's been a while since doing a podcast. Actually, I've had 5 months off. I looked it up on my website.
Whoa.
Yep, April 29th was the last podcast.
5 month
that
break.
Wow.
We
had a big break this summer, traveling and going away to do some writing, and really had some cool adventures.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, took time off from leading, took a break from preaching. I didn't go travel and preach places and stuff. Like,
really?
Actually didn't even work. I mean,
you're just out. Just
Yeah. It was a big break. I took a break from Twitter, took a break from Facebook. That was a really enjoyable break right there.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy that.
Yeah. Took a break from meetings and just had adventures with my family. So really enjoyed it. You know, breaks are enjoyable. Like vacations are enjoyable.
Yes.
Coming home, coming back from vacation, coming back from a break, I think is also incredibly enjoyable. Like,
did you miss your bed?
It's good. Yes, totally. You know, when you watch those guys, like a key player on a team, like Marshawn Lynch, you know?
Sure.
Like, if he comes out because he's winded or maybe even got hurt a little bit on a play,
right,
you know, goes over to the sidelines. I mean, when you see that guy over there, like, as soon as it's okay, as soon as he's got his wind back or, you know, his foot's all right, whatever, equipment's put back on, like, he is so eager. Like, let me get out there.
Chomping at the bit.
Exactly. Yeah. Something great about coming back. And so I think when we have breaks, it's great for us to come back with a new sense of focus and perspective and energy. Sometimes as preachers, I think we do this. We have a break. You know, it's been a while since we've spoken, and it's like we're just all bottled up. You know, it's like, let me preach. Give me the microphone.
Yeah.
Jesus modeled breaks with his disciples, often himself getting away. Mark chapter 6, verse 31, Jesus said, let's take a break and get a little rest, because of the constant coming and going. And it actually said they didn't even have time to eat, all the ministry stuff that was going on. And so I think it's just important for us to have those breaks and then also to come back and be excited and have new energy, new focus. I have that for my website, new look, new design.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Glad to be back. I've already started blogging, and then also we'll be adding the podcast. But, you know, get some changes, some new things. I have a book that I've written, and so that will be coming out soon. I think I'll be leaking some content from chapters.
Very cool.
And then also on Mondays, we'll be back with Leadership Bites, the audio podcast. Tuesdays through Thursdays, I'm going to be doing a series most of the time, a three-part series. Last week, I did one on honesty and had a lot of fun with that. Honest people scare me. I want to be honest, but not really. And then the honesty and BS chart. Guess which one was the most popular?
Was it the chart?
Yeah, it was the chart. Yeah, had the most hits on that one.
Yeah.
Scandalous. This coming week, I'm going to do a series on disappointment. First one on Tuesday, life is disappointing. On Wednesday, when God disappoints, and on Thursday, maybe disappointment is okay after all.
I'm looking forward to the tweet or the Facebook update on how you sell that.
Yeah.
How you get a reader.
I know.
Hey, check out this new post.
Yeah. It's amazing. Life is disappointing.
Yeah.
And then Fridays, of course, I'm going to stick with doing fun and free stuff. So love to have you interact with me on the blog.
Have you noticed that? Have you noticed more interaction so far?
I mean, I'm asking for it. I'm trying to end every post with a question or, you know, hey, jump in on this dialogue. Help me out here. And so, yeah, I think there already is more, and I'm looking forward to more of you. Don't be a lurker. Don't be just a, you know, watching through the windows.
Yeah.
But get involved and write and share some of your story, too. So,
possible for them to request a topic for Leadership Bites?
Yeah.
Could they write you?
Yeah.
Could they comment back and say, hey, would you guys talk about this? Or
maybe I'll do a post where we ask that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Help me out. Yeah. Give me some direction. What do you want to hear? What are you tired of hearing?
Stop talking about that.
Right. Well, wrapping up here today, back from a break. Often when you take a break, you come back better. And maybe it's good to think about what's something that you should take a break from. You know, maybe it's time for you to have a little Facebook fast.
Yes, please.
Some kind of break so that you can come back more energized, focused, and stronger than ever before. All right. Talk to you next week.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.